magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Being Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in Review.
But
wait, there's more. Suddenly, a friend just shows up into the studio, and without too much persuasion, I said, just sit down for a second and share that story with us. And what a divine appointment, the fact that you were coming here to join in on our Branson trip. And then I remembered, well, Shari, didn't you request some papers for Junkin' Lady, where you work in Farmer City? And I thought, I hadn't been able to get over there. Well, you're here, and today we're going to talk about
the
Prime Life Times.
Yeah,
and so we had Shari sit down, and a little shout-out to Pfeiffer. That's your granddaughter?
Yes.
How old are you, Pfeiffer? Hey, come up to the microphone. This is Pfeiffer, who's 10 years old, her radio debut. Let's hear that sweet voice.
Hi.
Nice.
Excellent. So grandmother and granddaughter are having a little outing today together. I guess school supplies and some other things.
Yes.
But you're also here to drop off a check for the Branson trip that you're excited about.
Very.
But while I asked you to be a part of the program, you were just stating, and I thought, what a great testimony to God that the unique programming these last few months have gotten you through things. And I thought, just share what you were telling us.
Well, since March 15th, if you are locked up in your house, and I have a wonderful house out in the country, so it wasn't awful, but you know, you can be alone only so long before you start talking to yourself. So how do you get food from the Lord and from outside sources? It was the radio. And honestly, every room I have, my radio, it's on. So I would go from the laundry, hang up the laundry over here, and there was something other, little tidbit. And it was like every time God was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And it was encouraging in a time when I felt really badly for people who were locked up. I didn't feel locked up. I just felt like I was basking in the in the way of the Lord. He was showing me different things, and it was in the radio. Mm-hmm. And all of the different speakers that you have, the music is edifying, just from the beginning of the morning all the way to the end. It's just wonderful. And it was food for me, because because I'm older. I really felt to be, you know, to stay in at the beginning. It really was. But I realized it was the Lord had kind of sequestered us, and we were able to slow down and able to calm down and then just go after the things that he was speaking.
Oh, so that's beautiful.
It was a blessing. The radio station is an absolute blessing. And then the other day I went to Bloomington, and as I was driving through, almost in Bloomington it starts to break up. But I knew we had gone there, but I hadn't been there to try and see. So I'm in my car, and it's going... And so I just pushed the button, and then whoop, there was your voice, and
again.
It was clear again.
Yep, that's the beauty of these 19 frequencies. Yeah. You can travel throughout the whole middle part of the state of Illinois.
Yeah,
from,
all the way across.
Yeah, Danville, all the way to Macomb and Beardstown and Whitehall, and
that's
your great Christian
that's
programming.
That's a great story,
Shari. Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful.
Now, I should say, Shari's been affiliated and a supporter of the radio ministry for many, many years, but you helped out with the English conversation class for a period of time.
Yes.
And I think our theater troupe, you were involved in that to various degrees.
Yes.
And have attended radio events. I don't think you've been on a trip with me to Israel yet, but you've been on some other things.
Yeah.
It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you were on the D.C. trip last year, which was a phenomenal trip. We had a great bunch.
Sounded like it.
Unbelievable. Definitely needs to happen again.
Yeah, we'll do that for
sure.
And another thing that we're weighing, you know, with the COVID-19 and such, it's been on hold, but another visit to the Pacific Guard Mission in Chicago.
Right.
And enjoy their worship service and watch Unshackled taped. And we're going to include our Bloomington and Decatur and Springfield and our listeners. So it'll be a couple busloads I'm sure we'll be able to do, and some other trips. But the Branson trip I'm excited about, as we prayed it up and figured out how that would come together. It's 5 days, 4 nights, and all the information's at greatnewsradio.org. But what great timing. You just came in, and we're going to give you some Prime Life Times paper, and that's what we're going to talk about today with reading Roger's story, musically speaking. And in fact, musically speaking, the Singing Men of GNN in 2 weeks, technically a week and a half away, on the 31st, we're going to be meeting again at the Manus Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign, 1913 South Manus Avenue. And so we're going to start up a series of rehearsals preparing for our Christmas concerts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start singing Christmas music in August, mm-hmm. but we're going to be really prepared to have maybe two special Christmas concerts. The one at Marketplace Mall we'll have, and that'll be the 22nd, 23rd year in a row.
Wow.
And then we're thinking about bringing in either Ivan Parker or somebody for a special Christmas concert.
Oh, you know, that makes me happy.
At a location to be determined. So we'll know that. Actually, I think today or tomorrow we're going to see if Ivan's available or some other, you know, bigger name to be the draw, and then the singing men. And we might have that. We're still weighing whether it would be in Bloomington or Lincoln or Clinton or Decatur or Springfield.
But
we're going to try to have that somewhere so all of our listeners can come together.
Wonderful.
Anyways, well, Shari, thanks for coming in and joining us, your radio debut, and being a part. And
good luck with the school supplies, Fiverr.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of Roger at the Singing Men, he wrote this article that I'm going to read.
Yes, and he was at our meeting on Monday night here at the station, our Singing Men advisory team.
Oh, okay.
And we kind of prayed up things and talked about the future and whether it's Ivan Parker, who else we could bring in, and how that's all going to work. But, yeah, that'll be starting on Monday night, August 31st, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. Great parking. It's all on the first floor. And we'll observe social distancing, and we'll have the doors open and, you know, swabs and, you know, that stuff you put on your hands. And
that's,
we'll make sure.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All those things.
That name you've heard 1,000 times in the past 6 months.
So we're excited. So if you're a man and you like to sing, this is the men's choir. We have great fellowship. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. beginning on August 31st. There'll be radio announcements mentioning that. We'd love to have you join us, and we'll be preparing for one to two Christmas concerts this December.
That sounds
so
great.
So we'll have adequate time. We meet on Monday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., great men's fellowship, and we'll do things safe and proper, and we'd love to have you join us. If you need more information, call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. 367-7777, and the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign is located 1913 South Mattis Avenue. So it's basically between Kirby and Windsor, and right in the middle, actually across the street from Gentry Apartments, and it's near the, it used to be called Helia Retirement Center, but I think it's called like Champaign Retirement Center
something
or something now. So anyways, Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, shout out for Pastor Herb Coates. Great guy, great pastor. He married Holly and I, and we just appreciate him as a great servant of the Lord. And he and his congregation are opening this up to the Singing Men of GNN on Monday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Woohoo!
Sounds good.
Hey, so Roger Weisgarver, he's like triple duty. He writes a story. He writes content for our paper.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping with a massive database with all the churches throughout these 19 frequencies.
Wow.
I think there's a couple thousand plus churches. He's breaking down all the churches into the coverage area.
You give people hard jobs.
Yeah, he's been working hours on this. And he helps with the Singing Men of GNN. And
well, this column he started, Musically Speaking, has just been such a gift.
Yes,
I love learning things, and I've learned so much from reading his columns. And this one, I hope I can get through reading, Mark, because it's got one of my very favorite songs mentioned, and I'll probably cry, so let's get started. Okay. Musically Speaking by Roger Weisgarver, and this month is about Thomas Andrew Dorsey, the father of gospel music. Which comes first, the situation or the song? It can work both ways. Once a person has experienced a very hard or uniquely momentous life situation, a song can result. This happens with any style or period of music, and it certainly happens with hymns. There were two early 1900s musicians named Tommy Dorsey. One was a trombone player born in Pennsylvania in 1905. The other, the topic of this article, was born in 1899 in Villarica, Georgia. His is a compelling story. Growing up in Atlanta from the age of five, Dorsey was surrounded by the blues. His father was a Baptist preacher, his mother a piano teacher. He learned to play the blues piano at a very early age. Dorsey moved to Chicago in 1915 to study at a Chicago music college. He began playing jazz piano in nightclubs under such pseudonyms as Georgia Tom, Texas Tommy, and Barrelhouse Tom.
Hmm.
As Georgia Tom, Dorsey recorded for Richmond, Indiana's Gannett Records. Is it called Gannett or Gannett?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, dear, Roger. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say that. Formerly Star Records, from 1923 to 1930. He's featured on their Walk of Fame. Dorsey founded the Wildcats Jazz Band in 1925, the year he met Nettie, soon to be his wife. After a severe illness in 1926, Dorsey came to faith in Christ, 1928, and joined the huge Pilgrim Baptist Church in Chicago, where he founded the gospel choir he would lead for 40 years and served as music director.
I wonder if he could have been an inspiration to the, ooh, child,
oh, my
things
word.
Are good. Because they were from Chicago.
Yes, so they were.
We're tying this whole week together. Actually,
we're trying to.
Actually, our meeting the other night, a number of the singing men
oh,
Monday morning.
Oh, you sang
morning.
That song there too?
No, they were singing it. Jim Gunther, Roger Weisgarver, I think Scott Klein or one of the other guys. They heard the program. They thought it was a great choice. And
I woke up this, was it this morning or yesterday morning? Was it on my mind? Yeah. Anyway, wow, you made a big splash with that song. All right, where were we?
Known.
Known as the father of gospel music, Dorsey arranged African-American church hymns in blues and jazz style. This so-called worldly, quote, mix drew initial controversy, but would set the tone for gospel music for decades to come. Early on, these songs were often called Dorsey's. So closely were they associated with the musician. Despite hundreds of jazz and blues songs to his credit, he now turned to gospel music, and he was among the first to use that term. Here is Dorsey's own narrative of a tragedy in his life. Back in 1932, I was 32 years old. My fairly new wife, Nettie, and I lived in Chicago. One August afternoon, I had to go to St. Louis to be the featured revival soloist. I didn't want to go. Nettie was in the last month of pregnancy with our first child, but a lot of people were expecting me, and Nettie wanted me to go ahead. The crowd called on me to sing again and again. When I finally sat down, I was handed a telegram. I ripped open the envelope. Pasted inside were the words, "Your wife just died." Getting home late that same day, I learned that Nettie had given birth to a boy. I swung between grief and joy, yet that night, the baby died.
Oh.
I buried Nettie and our little boy together in the same casket. Then I fell apart and closeted myself. I felt God was unjust. I was done writing any more gospel songs. I just wanted to go back to that jazz world I once knew so well. Everyone was kind to me, but yet I grieved. The following Saturday, I went to a neighborhood music school. It was quiet. Late evening sun crept in. I sat down at the piano, and my hands began to browse over the keys. The result was Precious Lord, the now well-known gospel song, which would debut the following Sunday at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. pastored. Dorsey would later say the song tore up the church that day. I can believe it. Here is that song. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired. I'm weak. I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, Precious Lord. Lead me home. It's one of my favorite songs. Okay. Precious Lord has been recorded by many. Elvis Presley, Mahalia Jackson, Roy Rogers, and Tennessee Ernie Ford. Martin Luther King Jr. drew inspiration from it, his favorite song. It was sung at the rally in Memphis the night before his assassination. President Lyndon B. Johnson requested Precious Lord be sung at his funeral. Since his passing, Dorsey has been inducted into 5 Jazz and Gospel Halls of Fame. His gospel songs are in hymnals of virtually all English-speaking churches worldwide. He wrote over 1,000 of them. On January 23, 1993, Thomas A. Dorsey died in Chicago, aged 93 years. His life had been a living testimony to the power of God.
Wow.
I know.
I never knew that was the story. A week after burying his wife and
he
child.
He sat down alone at a piano.
Precious Lord.
Precious Lord.
Wow.
Take my hand.
Well, I'll find a version of Precious Lord.
Oh, yes, please
close
do.
Out the program with that. But.
So let's see. Roger has here 1938 copyright Hill and Range songs about the song used by permission. Select information courtesy of C. Michael Hahn's History of Hymns column. Monticello, Illinois resident Roger combines interest in music and history. I like that. He can be reached at Roger_Weisgarber, that's Weisgarber, at MSN.com.
And also a simpler way to reach him is Roger@GreatNewsRadio.org.
Where he's probably working on databases.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it will go through there too.
So Roger@GreatNewsRadio.org. But yeah, we appreciate Roger.
It's a great article, Roger. Thank you.
Very good. And wow, I didn't know that about the song or the story behind Tommy Dorsey. And
what a gift he was.
Wow. Come into the Lord, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And lived a very full life up to, what, 93, I think
Yes, fascinating article. And that song, I don't know if you ever hear the Gaithers sing it, anybody sing it. There's something about it. It's just haunting. I mean, it just hits you in your gut, you know?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at the playlist now, but
yeah.
I have a couple spiritual Precious Lords. And I think I even had a version by, he was with the Globetrotters. He was the famous Globetrotter.
Well, you got me stumped.
Oh, he was the one filled with joy. He led them for many, many years.
Okay.
And I have a song by him, Precious Blood, that he really gets going. It's a great version of that.
Wow. Now, you
Meadowlark Lemon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You pulled that out of somewhere. Well, you had the Harlem Globetrotters here once, right? Or a few times.
Yeah, we had children's choir
sing. I'm sorry,
sing.
I said that wrong. Yeah, we didn't have them here.
Yeah.
We went to join
the festivities. Yeah, we were part of. And the Singing Men have sang a couple times during the halftime or mid-court.
It was the children's choir.
Yeah, that was the latest one.
Okay.
But the Singing Men, two other times, we got to sing the national anthem and then a couple other songs.
Well, that's
fun. Varied on how we did it.
Yeah,
but
it'll be great when everything's going on again, won't it?
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I know.
Oh, and it was so great to have Shari in talking about how God is using the radio ministry. And if you have a testimony like that and we can record you, you don't have to necessarily get out and come into the studio. I can record you over the phone lines. It can be taped, so if you can take your time and think about what you want to say, and we can record it, and I'll add some music, and it'll sound great to air and share with our radio listeners, because so many support the radio ministry, and I think it's nice for them to know how God is using their resources that are poured into the radio ministry to touch lives and equip people, not only during this hard time, but any time, day or night. That's the beauty of Christian radio. It's on 24 hours a day, night and day. So
we love to hear from listeners.
Yeah, and if you want to write to us the old-fashioned way.
We like that, too.
Address your envelope to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can always email us at staff@greatnewsradio.org.
We're pretty easy to talk to, aren't we, Mark? Just ring us up. Talk to us.
Yeah, talk to us.
We like people.
Karen's sweet voice on the other end of that phone line. You'll just melt when you hear her answer any questions you have. And so we'll close out with a version of Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Okay.
And we just pray that maybe something that was shared or said during today's program will be a blessing to you, or maybe you'll be somebody that maybe for the first time today, you will take the Lord's hand. You will draw near to Him. He'll draw near to you. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He'll minister to you, to your deepest needs. He loves you. He cares for you. He fashioned you. He created you. You exist because you're a product of His great design.
Oh, I like that.
And so you're valuable.
So true. So true.
So here's a special recording of Thomas Dorsey talking about this song, some of the story behind it has already been read, and then a special vocalist singing Precious Lord. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Blues, Jazz, the Gospel. I want to talk about the gospel songs after going into that field. I went out to go to St. Louis one morning to work in a revival. I left my wife asleep in bed, got in my car, and I went along. She was going to become a mother, and I was anticipating a great happiness and great joy on my return. But I got to St. Louis, and about the second night in the meeting, a telegram boy came and brought me a telegram. I opened it, and it read, "Your wife just died. Come home." I couldn't finish the meeting. Finally, I got home to Chicago the next morning, and it was so. I found it all true. They never moved the body, and that killed me off. I wanted to go back to blues, but after putting my wife away and the baby in the same casket, I went to the old poor old college in the music room there, Mr. Fry and I, just browsing over the keys, and seemingly the words, like drops of water from a crevice of a rock above, seemed to drop in line with me on the piano. "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home." Now, God has blessed. I have another family. I have a wife, a son, a daughter, and a grandson about 7, 8 years old. And the Lord has led me, and He will lead you. And I hope, some way, somehow, if you don't sing "Precious Lord, Take My Hand," you will learn to sing it, and sing it with the feeling and the fervor. God bless you and keep you.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on home.